Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 360 of September 5th, 2016. This coming Shabbos, September 10th, which is the 7th of Elul, Parshat Shoftim, marks the 50th yahrzeit of the great cantor Moshe Koussevitzky. Many of you who have been listening to my program over the years know that this Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash is a theme song for one of my theme songs for introducing the hour of Chazanut. And I actually, when I'm playing it, it just picks up right at the beginning of when he starts to sing Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash. But let's hear the full recording right now. This was a composition by cantor Israel Shore, made famous by the great Koussevitzky. And once I play this introductory piece, we'll have more to discuss about his incredible life. So without further ado, let's hear the great Moshe Koussevitzky with Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash.
Hey, boy.
Magnificent, the great cantor Moshe Kusevitzky. Well, a lot of people have been asking me. I was away, you know, for a while, and I was getting emails. Is there going to be something for the commemoration of his 50th Yahrzeit? And I'm very sad, of course. I'm sad because had Cantor's World been able to continue, had we been able to find sponsors and patrons and so forth, certainly we would have run a wonderful memorial for Moshe Kusevitzky and for others. But so far, there has not been a replacement for Cantor's World, which came to its demise, I guess, about 7 or 8 years ago. As an aside, I recently got a 501c3 for a new organization. It's the Cantorial Society. The Cantorial Society. You'll hear more about that. It's my dream to get back into business, if you will. Well, it's not business because they're all money losers, but to get back into greater involvement with Chazanis. And I look forward to keeping you informed on the success of this organization. So let me tell you a little about Moshe Kusevitzky. He was born in 1899. He died in 1966. He was ranked with the great names of the golden age of cantorial art, Rosenblatt's Rhoda Kvartin. He was born into a family of Chazanim in Smorgon, a small town on the Russo-Polish border in 1899. After World War I broke out, he moved with his family to Rostov, and then in 1920, he settled in Vilna. He had been singing and studying since the age of 8. He became the cantor of the Savel Synagogue in Vilna, and in 1925, at the Great Synagogue, where Reutemann, Sirota, and Hirschman had served previously. In 1928, when Sirota left the Tlamaka Synagogue in Warsaw, Kusevitzky was selected to replace Sirota. Over 200 cantors had vied for the position. In Warsaw, Kusevitzky achieved his first real greatness. His voice reached its full power and brilliance as he continued his studies. He gave concerts in Paris, Vienna, Budapest, Brussels, Antwerp, and London. He made two trips to Palestine in 1934 and 1936. His debut in the United States came in 1938 at Carnegie Hall to resounding critical acclaim. Many American synagogues sought his services, but despite all offers, he decided to return to Warsaw and thus was caught up in the overwhelming Nazi Holocaust in Poland. As the Nazis bombed Warsaw in 1939 and the city became more and more fearful, Kusevitzky conducted regular services in shelters and cellars. Practically his last act in beleaguered Warsaw before its surrender was to chant the Yom Kippur services underground. The congregation was even joined by some despairing Christians. Arrested by the Gestapo, he was scheduled to be sent to the awesome Treblinka prison. The Nazis even released a false report that he had been executed. However, he was rescued by non-Jewish members of the Polish underground who recognized his importance as an artist. Dressed in Nazi uniforms, they appeared at the prison with forged orders and spirited Kusevitzky away over the River Bug to Bialystok in Russian territory. Happily, his family was rescued soon thereafter and reunited with him. Now he began a second new career, that of a Russian concert and opera star, in a life literally snatched from death. Kusevitzky gave recitals of operatic and liturgical music in Moscow, Leningrad, Kiev, Odessa, and Tiflis. As the war moved on to Russian soil, he traveled further and further eastward in Russia, almost to the borders of Afghanistan, giving stirring, inspirational concerts to the troops under the sponsorship of the Ministry of Education. He received the Stalin Order of Merit for his contribution to war morale. In 1944, after the German retreat, he became the principal tenor in the Tiflis National Opera Company in the Caucasus and sang there most successfully for 2 years. After the liberation of Warsaw, Kusevitzky returned to the heartbreaking ruins of the ghetto, where he chanted the Kail Moli Rachamim at a memorial service before the survivors of the Nazi horrors. By the way, I believe that recording, and I think there is a film of that that's been available. the chaos and destruction in the city that had once been the scene of his great triumphs filled him with despair, despair for the future, which seemed hopeless. However, after a concert for the Polish Parliament, which was attended by many high-ranking dignitaries of the government and the diplomatic corps, he succeeded in obtaining precious visas for himself and his family, one for England and one for the United States. In London, in 1946, there was a Koussevitzky family reunion for his three brothers, Jacob, Simcha, and David, who had begun careers as cantors in England, and his mother had all safely survived the war there. He gave several concerts in England, concluding with a gala farewell appearance before an audience of 10,000 at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And finally, he came to the United States in 1947 to settle. Here began Koussevitzky's third rise to the very pinnacle of cantorial glory. His miraculous survival through the bitter war years enlisted great waves of sympathy. He was met at the pier by a tumultuous crowd, and his first cantorial appearances drew throngs of emotional worshipers who wept for him and for him as a remnant of the once great Jewry of Poland. His New York debut before a sold-out house at Carnegie Hall on October 9th, 1947, led Noel Strauss, critic of the Times, to write, quote, "He proved the possessor of one of the outstanding voices of the time. Splendid quality throughout his wide range, powerful, resonant, and rich, capable of the finest gradations and nuances, a beauty of timbre so pronounced that it could hardly be overpraised." That's a quote concerning Koussevitzky's great voice. For the next 5 years, he officiated for the holidays at important synagogues and gave concerts throughout the United States and Canada. In 1952, he accepted a post at the Bethel Synagogue in Borough Park, Brooklyn, where he officiated until his death in 1966. Okay, so there we are. Oh, by the way, there was supposedly in 1953 a recital with the four Koussevitzky brothers, and there are some people who say that there is a recording lying around someplace, but so far we've never been able to get that, but that certainly would be an awesome thing. Okay, let's get to the music now, and from here on in it's going to be straight Chazanut. There are so many classics. A favorite is Hashem Moloch. Let's hear Moshe.
Hashem Moloch Geyos Lovesh Lovesh Hashem Ois Yisazah Mighty Koin Tevel Mighty Koin Tevel Meos, 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 Yeah.
Nikolai, se mai bravi, me mai bravi marilim, izbereja, oh, izbereja, oh, Nikolai.
Moshe with Hashem Moloch. Well, you know, if you've read my bio on the homepage, you know that I didn't discover Chazanis until 1977 when I was 41 years old. And I was just thinking, Koussevitzky died in 1966. I was 30 years old at that time. I could have really gotten into Chazanis at the time, but I didn't know it existed. And I always regret the fact that I could have had many, many years of going to Bethel and other places to hear the great Koussevitzky. And of course, there are so many legendary stories about the two brothers, David davening a few blocks away, and how people would go back and forth and talk about have the arguments of who is greater, David or Moshe. Everyone has their opinions, and that's what the world is all about. Let's hear Uva Divrei. This is the great Moshe.
O sole mio,
ci verrò, e ci verrò.
Divre, we'll next hear Shoma Vatismach Tzion.
Oh!
breathtaking, to say the least. Let's hear Kol Dodi. Birkas Kohanim coming right up.
Oh,
atara aksa.
Next, the Olam Yehe Adam.
I'm gonna make it. Talk no ma pim, talk no nero, le bonero, Guillaume, racam ve coradim.
Kayıldı ne hoşum o Oh,
Well, Moshe Kusevitsky, that was Hatay. We have time for, what do we have time for? This will be Rachamono. Enjoying this as much as I am, and this is a tribute on the occasion of the 50th Yahrzeit of the great Moshe. We'll conclude this first hour with Ritzei Vimnu Choseinu. This Okay, this marks the end of the first hour of this tribute to the great Moshe Koussevitzky on the occasion of his 50th Yahrzeit. Stay tuned for more of this wonderful, wonderful Chazanut.